Good day. It's May 2nd, Thursday of the fifth week of Easter. We begin today with Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci died on this date in 1519. Born in 1452, his father was a successful civil official in Florence, Italy. His mother was a young peasant woman named Caterina. They were unmarried. Leonardo spent his childhood at his grandparents' home at Vinci, a small town 25 miles west of Florence. By age 13, he showed a talent for drawing, and his father apprenticed him to Andrea Verrocchio, the official artist of the Medici family. His studio was also a research center for chemistry, mechanics, optics, and other sciences. When he was 30, Leonardo went to Milan, where he was an all-around expert at the Duke's court, involved in everything from paintings to plumbing. It was in Milan that he painted the Last Supper as a fresco in the dining room of a Dominican convent. It became immediately famous. Leonardo was 47 when the French captured Milan, and he returned to Florence. During this time, he painted Mona Lisa. King Francis I later gave him a generous pension to come to France. Leonardo accepted and lived his final years in exile, quietly pursuing his multiple interests. Leonardo hand-wrote his findings in diaries. They included designs for engines and machines, personal notes, scientific observations, and much more. A mysterious feature is that, unless he was writing to other people, he usually used mirror writing, starting at the right side of the page and moving to the left. Is this because, since he was left-handed, it avoided smudging the ink with his hand when going from left to right? Or was there some other reason? No one knows. Our scripture today continues with the story of Paul's conversion. Immediately, things like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. Acts chapter 9, verses 18 and 19. Luke describes Paul's recovery of sight metaphorically. He is not suggesting that Paul's eyes had literally been covered with scales. Then Paul is baptized, a dramatic moment. Paul then sits down to eat. It's a shift from his three-day mystical experience back to ordinary life. From the sacred to the secular, it's back to normal. Well, not really. Paul sees everything differently now. Everything. So does everyone who believes in the Lord. But one of the hardest things for us to do is to take this way of seeing things into our ordinary, normal, secular life. It's almost as though on our internal computer, we use at times a special program that is religious, and then another program called normal for the rest of our day. Or, perhaps, like bifocal eyeglasses, we use one part of the lens for religion and another part for everyday life. It can be difficult to see all of everyday life through eyes of faith. But try it anyway. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.